Hello, Mishmisha. Now, I've been reading your problem, and let me just summarize the main headlines or the main issues in your problem. First of all, you were college sweethearts. And then after college, you began working on your master's, and he began working on his master's, and then he traveled. First problem, when he was away, he denied that he's engaged. He denied that you're committed, and he distanced himself away from you. Now, this is a problem. Second thing, he had a casual relationship when he was there. Now, I'm not here to say that he's right or he's wrong or to judge him or to judge you, but I'm just highlighting the main points that you mentioned. And then you talked about the other guy that you got in a relationship with and how nice he was. And then you told me that you broke up, but you never told me why you broke up. And then you got back to your other fiancé. And let me quote what you just wrote. Now, there is a comparison. You said, during those 3 months, I knew another person who was on the contrary of my fiancé. He was caring, loves me, and was very respectful. And he made me feel as if I was a queen. But we left each other. I don't know whether this is good or bad. And then you said, anyway, me and my fiancé returned back, but not like before. Quoting you, he became so cruel, rude, and treats me badly, he neglects me, and no respect. And then you come back and tell me that your parents are not happy with this, and you are not happy with this. And then you say at the end of your email that you have spent 8 years of your life in this relationship, and that's why you keep going back to him. Now, this is a summary of what you said, the points that you stated. Now, my analysis is, number one, college sweethearts do not have to get married. When you are in college, you are younger. You do not have enough experience. You do not have enough self-knowledge. Your character changes after you graduate, after you work, after you get exposed to life. So people who fall in love in college do not have to get married. People just change. And you refuse to admit this. You refuse to admit that this was a phase and it has to go away. You need to move on past this. So this is the first thing. The second thing that you said when he was in Italy that he ignored you and neglected you and he had a life of his own. Now, it is very likely that he might get a job somewhere and you would be here and he would be there. It's very likely that he would get a business trip for a week or two. Would you be able to trust him? Now, that's a question that you need to ask yourself. And then the other point about, you know, him neglecting you and being rude and being cruel and so on, you are still engaged. Now, I want you to think of your life now. Do you want the coming 8 or 16 or God knows how many years to come to be like this? This is your choice. You still have the chance to choose. I am more biased towards ending this relationship. You've wasted 8 years of your life, but you don't have to waste the rest of your life. I'm not saying that he's a bad person. I'm just saying that you grew up differently. In college, you were both still very young, very green, very inexperienced. But people change. This is how life is. And you need to let go. No anger, no bitterness. It was just an experience, a phase of your life, and it's over. You're you're 25, 26? This means nothing. You still have a very, very long life to look ahead to. So reconsider those things, reconsider those questions. And maybe you need to sit and talk to him. Tell him that this is what's been going on in your mind. Tell him that you're worried. Tell him that you do not want to continue your life like this. And just ask him straightforward, do you want to end this? Tell him that you are still willing to put in effort, if that's how you feel. Tell him that you still want to put in effort, but tell him that it cannot go on like this. Tell him that you have trust issues. Tell him that you don't like being neglected. tell him that you don't like how cruel and rude he is, and tell him if you want to stay with me, you either change or we end it, and see what he has to say. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you.